Last week, we have learned from the preaching ni Pastor Alvin that true, satisfying, and lasting love is found in Christ alone. And continuing sa ating sermon series on the story of God's love, wherein masasagot natin ang tanong na, why we truly love Jesus? Why we truly love Jesus? So go with me sa 1 John chapter 4. If you have your Bibles with you, makipagbukas po kayo sa akin sa 1 John chapter 4, verse 19 to 21, or you can follow along the screen na binasa po kanina ni Sister Kim. So while going there, bibigyan ko po kayo ng konting contextual background kung sino yung nagsulat at ano yung settings ng mga tao dito. So, gaya po ng title, si John po ang author po ng epistle or letter, who is among the 12 apostles na kasama ni Jesus Christ during his earthly ministries. He is the one who was called the disciple whom Jesus has loved. He was the one who is reclining next to Jesus during the Last Supper. He stood at the foot of the cross when Jesus was crucified. At dun po ay pinagkatiwala ni Jesus Christ ang kanyang ina na si Maria sa pag-aaruga ni John. Siya at si Peter witness the first Easter morning. He also saw, spoke with, and ate breakfast at the lakeside fire with the risen Lord Jesus Christ. Kaya nga, siya ay highly qualified to write what he and others heard, had seen, has gazed upon, and touched. Marahil matapos magkaroon ng kaguluhan sa Jerusalem noong AD 67, John most likely joined other Christians na umalis sa lugar ng Jerusalem. They went out of Jerusalem. And later on, he resumed yung kanyang apostolic ministry sa lungsod ng Ephesus, wherein he most likely sinulat niya tong epistle na to as a aging elder. No? Medyo may nagkakaedad na si John. Okay. John is writing to early Christians mainly. Though walang na-specify na particular na church or individual, in which he is addressing ang mga ilang situation na meron sila noon. Like those people who claim to know God and yet failed to exhibit sa kanilang pamumuhay. Nevertheless, he was writing to those who believe in Jesus Christ and are called to be like Him, like Jesus. And ang prayer po, prayer ko po ngayong afternoon, that after po ng sermon na to ay makita at magkaroon po tayo ng deep conviction on how we should love God and how we should love others. Kung kayo po ay nagsusulat ngayong hapon, ito po ang ating main point. God's love compels us to love God and to love others. Ulitin ko po, God's love compels us to love God and to love others. And under that main point, meron po tayong three observations. Ang una po is, loving God is a gift from God. Yun po ay nasa verse 19. Loving God is a gift from God. Sumunod na point po is, what loving God is not. What loving God is not. Verse 20. Sumunod naman po is, what loving God is. What loving God is. Point number one, loving God is a gift from God. Sabi po sa verse 19, we love because He first loved us. Now, I want to begin po by asking some few questions sa ating ngayong hapon. Do we have the ability to love? Maybe we do. I think we do. But do we have the ability to love God? Sabi po ng passage, we love because He first loved us. I think apart from God, wala tayong abilidad or kakayanan na mahalin ang Diyos Ama. Bakit? Ano po ba ang mga patunay na wala tayong kakayanan upang ibigin natin ang Diyos? Though God did not create man to be wicked or masama or makasalanan, He created man good after His own image in true righteousness and holiness so that man might truly know his God, his Creator. Yun po yung pagkakalikha sa atin, yung pagkakalikha sa tao. To love God with all his heart and live with Him in eternal happiness for the praise of His glory. Yun po yung purpose ng tao. To live in happiness, to enjoy God eternally for the praise of His glory. But because of the fall, yung nangyari po na disobedience ng unang parents natin, which is sina Adam and Eve, in the garden, ang nature po natin ngayon ay naging corrupt. Ano po ba yung ginawa ni na Adam at Eve? In the garden, may isang command lang po ang Panginoon na huwag nilang kakainin yung fruit of the knowledge of good and evil. Imagine, yung pong ano na yon is a evidence na there is a God above them, that there is an authority overruling them, na hindi sila ang ruler of themselves. Now, it is a mercy ng Panginoon sa kanila to para iiwas sila sa kasalanan ng idolatry, the love of self. But anong nangyari? They disobeyed God. Now, they disobeyed God, meaning they rejected God. Nireject po nila ang Diyos. So, yun po yung nangyari. Our nature ay naging corrupt. Sabi po ng Romans 5:12, ang kasalanan ay pumasok sa sanlibutan sa pamamagitan ng isang tao, which is si Adam. At ang kamatayan ay pumasok sa pamamagitan ng kasalanan. Dahil dito, lumaganap ang kamatayan sa lahat ng tao sapagkat ang lahat ay nagkasala. So wala po absuelto na ano na hindi makasalanan or inosente. Everyone has sinned. Even if maybe after this sermon ay magalit ka sa even your children. They are sinful. They are sinful. Yan po ang nature natin. No, kaya we need someone. We need a savior. Ano po po ang sabi ng Bible? Sabi po ng Psalm chapter 14 verse 2 to 3. The Lord looks down from heaven on the children of man to see if there are any who understand, who seek after God. Wala pong nagsiseek after God. They have all turned aside. Together, they have become corrupt. There is none who does good. None, not even one. Yun po yung ating nature. So, ang by nature now, we never love God. By nature, we are haters of God. At kung makasalanan tayo, ano ang iniibig natin? What do we prefer aside from God? Iniibig po natin ang ating mga kasalanan. Man became a lover of himself. Naging idolatrous na tao siya. Naging idolatrous tayo. We have searched for love elsewhere. We did not search love for God. Man became a lover of himself. We have loved the things that God hates. We are in constant disobedience to God and in constant rebellion sa Kanya. So papaano na po tayo ngayon? Papaano tayo makakalapit sa Diyos? Sa papaanong paraan tayo iniibig ng Diyos? Sabi po ng 1 John chapter 4 verse 9, "The love of God was made manifest or made known among us that God sent His only Son into the world. In an act of love, God sent His Son, Jesus, who stepped into the world and lived among us in perfect obedience sa Diyos Ama, so that we might live through Him. That through Jesus, on what He has done and accomplished on behalf of His people, that through His death and resurrection, we might have eternal life. So that we might live in accordance to His word, obedient to His word." God loved us and sent His Son as propitiation of our sin, for our sin. Ano po ang kahulugan nun? Si Jesus Christ ang naging kabayaran ng ating mga kasalanan to satisfy God's justice. Dahil tayo po ang nagkasala sa Diyos. Ang kabayaran po sa ating kasalanan is death. Yan po ang sinasabi ng Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." God knows that we need a Savior. Alam ng Panginoon kung ano ang tunay nating na pangangailangan. We need a Savior. Kaya nga po, Christmas happens. No? Ano po ba ang kahulugan ng Christmas? God becoming man. Ito po ang tinatawag nating incarnation, God becoming man. So kung walang incarnation, walang Christmas, wala pong salvation. Wala pong salvation, walang redemption. Wala pong pag-asa. Walang kapatawaran ng ating mga kasalanan. Wala pong buhay na walang hanggan. Life is lifeless, meaningless. We are unable to live ayon sa kalooban ng Diyos. For we ourselves cannot meet the perfect demands of God. Ano po ang nagaantay sa atin? Ang nagaantay sa atin is kapahamakan. Ito po ang ating final condition. Tayo po ay mapapahamak. For in our sinful nature, we cannot love God. But instead, God pursued us. Hindi niya hinayaan, gaya po na sabi ni Pastor Ravi last week, hindi niya na hinayaan ng Diyos na tayo pa mismo ang lumapit sa Kanya. By sending His Son in the little town called Bethlehem, isang sanggol lang sinilang, and that is Jesus, who will save His people. But He did not remain an infant. He grew up, lived a perfect life, fully obedient sa Kanyang Ama. And one night, when the disciples were eating with Jesus, this was before Feast of the Passover, where Jesus knew na ang Kanyang oras ay naririto na. His time is up. He knew He has to go back to the Father. And at the Last Supper, Jesus said to them, sinabi niya sa Kanyang mga disciples, "Truly, truly, I say to you, one of you will betray me." Siguro po kung nandun tayo, mararamdaman natin yung tension na sinabi ng Panginoon niya na someone will betray Jesus. Na someone ay ipagkalulunod niya si Jesus Christ. So there was a sudden confusion sa bawat isa. Kaya nga po si Pedro ay minosyo niya or sinenyasan niya si John. Na sabi niya siguro ay, "John, pakitanong mo kay Jesus. Sino yon?" Because si John po ay malapit kay Jesus, kaya siguro malayo si Peter, nasa kabilang lamesa siguro siya, kaya sinenyasan niya si John na tanong kung sino yon. So, si John ay naging masunurin naman. He asked the Lord, "Lord, who is it? Sino po iyon?" So, wala pong nakakaalam kung sino ang magbibetray kay Jesus. Even Jesus Christ already give them a sign, a signal. Nung inabot niya yung tinapay na isinawsaw ni Jesus Christ at inabot niya kay Judas, walang nakakaalam, hindi nila maintindihan kung ano yung nangyayari. No? He gave yung tinapay na yon, and Jesus told Judas kung ano ang dapat niyang gawin, and had to do it quickly. So yung sa mga sandaling yon, no one knew kung ano yung ibig sabihin nun. No, why? Akala nga nila is pinapabili lang siya ng pagkain kasi he has the money bag with him. Siya yung treasurer ng apostles. No? They don't know kung ano yung ibig sabihin nun. Bakit po? Because even sila-sila, every one of them knew that Jesus loved them all. Mahal sila ng Panginoong Jesus. He loved them equally. He loved them to the end. So Jesus did die for His people and paid the penalty for our sin. And on the third day, He rose from the grave. Jesus is God's expression of love in human form. He loved us and gave His life for us. Sabi nga po ng isang commentary that the Christian love is a gift from God, demonstrated supremely at the cross. And God's love always takes the initiative. Na wala siyang inaantay kasi in our sinful nature, never na never tayong lalapit sa Panginoon. God's love takes the initiative. And the love of Christians is the response to that love. So we love because God first loved us. So friends, how are you expressing your love ngayon? Knowing that God first loved you. How are you expressing your love to God? Why are you expressing your love to God? Ano ang nagmo-motivate sa'yo upang i-express mo yung pag-ibig mo sa Diyos? Are you expressing your love because ngayon ay nangangailangan ka? Because may pinagpe-pray tayo na nais na makuha mula sa Kanya, kaya nais nating sariwain or ibigin ng Panginoon kasi may nais na tayong makuha sa Kanya? Are we just occasional Christians na tuwing may kailangan lang tayo, dun lang tayo lumalapit sa Panginoong Diyos? Kung may karamdaman ng ating mga kamag-anak, dun lang tayo lumalapit, dun lang tayo nakakaalala sa Kanya. We love because He first loved us. But even in those days, there were those who claimed to love God, but their actions toward others ay taliwa sa kanilang sinasabi. Ano po ba ang itsura ng hindi nagmamahal sa Diyos? Tignan po natin ang point number two. What loving God is not. What loving God is not. Verse 20. If anyone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen. Ano raw po ang ebidensya ng hindi nagmamahal sa Diyos? Ano po ba ang sinasabi ng ating passage? If anyone says, I love God, or if anyone who professes that he or she loves God, claiming that they have experienced yung pagmamahal ng Panginoon sa kanila, and by their words, proclaiming, saying to others, saying to the world that I love God, but hates his brother, sabi po ng passage is, siya po ay sinungaling. No, napaka straightforward po ng scripture. Tinuturing nito ang kasalanan as a sin. No, I love kung paano ka-honest ang passage dito na pagka may puot tayo sa ating kapwa is tayo daw is sinungaling if we confess that we love God. Your actions toward your brother or sister in which you hate or does not love contradicts your profession of love for God. Anyone who hates his brother, sabi po ng passage, is a liar. Sino po ba ang tinutukoy na brother ng passage dito? Tinutukoy ni John. This is not talking about yung natural na kapatid or biological brother or sister. Unless na sila po ay parehas na believer or share a common faith in Christ, then maybe yes, sila po ay brothers and sisters in Christ. Or ito po ay isang kapatid or brother or sister in Christ na kung saan those who have trusted Jesus for their salvation, those who have repented from their sins and are reconciled to God now and to other believers who share the common faith in Jesus in which are a part of a church. No? Sila po ay napapabilang sa church. So ano po ba ang itsura ng hindi nagmamahal ng kapatiran sa Panginoon? Could it be po that your love for the brothers and sisters in Christ ay ito po ay wala or lacking? Ulitin ko po, could it be that your lack of God for the brothers and sisters in Christ ay you are living in darkness? Na patuloy kang namumuhay pa rin sa kadiliman? Sabi po ng 1 John, same epistle, 1 John chapter 2, verse 9 to 11, whoever says he is in the light and hates his brother is still in darkness. Whoever hates his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness. People in our sinful nature love the darkness rather than light because their work is evil. Ayaw nilang mabisto ang kanilang mga masasamang gawain. They love being in the darkness. Ayaw nilang ma-expose yung kanilang tinatagong mga kasalanan. Maybe sometimes, the lack of love sa mga kapatiran caused them to tolerate sin. We tolerate sin dahil wala silang pakialam sa mga kapatid. So even na nalalagay na sa immoralidad ang isang kapatid, wala silang pakialam. They tolerate sin. Take for example, yung pong nangyari sa Corinthian church ng panahon ni Paul. Sa 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 1 to 2. Paul speaking to the church, sabi po niya, it is actually reported that there is sexual immorality among you and of a kind that is not tolerated among pagans. Even yung mga hindi mananampalataya sa Panginoon ay hindi tinatanggap itong pangyayaring ito. Ano po yung nangyari? For a man has his father's wife. Sabi ni Paul, you are arrogant. Ought you not rather mourn? Hindi ba dapat ipagluksa mo yung taong ito? Let him who has done this be removed from among you. Sabi po ni Paul, because ito ay nakakadamage sa image ng Panginoong Diyos. A neglect to love the brother or sister in Christ might lead to sin sa kanyang buhay. Friends, are we these people na wala tayong pakialam sa ating mga kapatiran? Dahil ayaw nating mangilam sa ating pananahimik, ay napapabayaan or nahahayaan na natin ang ating mga kapatiran na malugmok sa pagkakasala. Maybe tayo po kasing mga Pilipino ay we are sometimes very timid. Ayaw nating manghimasok sa buhay ng mga may buhay. But in this church, in this place na kinabibilangan natin, we must be concerned for others. We should have love for others na huwag nating hayaan na mapahamak ang ating mga kapatid. Or kaya naman, kung may inggit or jealousy, or strife or pag-aaway sa loob ng church, it is also a sign of lack of love towards sa ating mga kapatiran. Or kaya naman, hindi kaya na kagaya natin si Cain, who was a murderer. Now he killed his brother na si Abel. Maybe hindi po literally na we have to murder someone or isang kapatid. But our lack of love ay parang ganun na rin na we don't draw ourselves sa mga kapatiran. We don't love them na gaya ng pagmamahal ng Diyos, pagmamahal ni Jesucristo sa atin. Maybe sometimes these are the people in disunity sa loob ng church. The kind of people na gustong magsimula ng pagkakaroon ng disunity or pagkakapaksyon sa loob ng church. Hindi kaya tayo mismo ang pinagmumula ng disunity sa loob ng church? When we compare others against sa ibang kapatid. When sometimes na we tend to compare si kapatid na ganito because he is magaling siyang mag-disciple. Magaling siyang mag-preach. Kaya dito ako. Sa kanya ako lalapit kasi marami siyang alam. Sometimes, we are the one who promotes disunity sa loob ng church because of our comparison to others. Pagko-compare natin sa mga kapwa natin. Now, I would like to echo yung sinabi ni Pastor Alvin or yung binasa niya last Friday about sa 2 Timothy chapter 1 chapter 3 verse 1 to 5 that there will be a day and time for men will be lovers of themselves. Mga kaibigan, tayo po ba yun? That we become lovers of ourselves? Are we lovers of ourselves? Because of our lack of love sa ating kapwa, sa ating mga kapatiran, sa loob ng church, are we lovers of ourselves? Sabi pa po dito, are we lovers of money? Are we lovers of money? Na kapag nangangailangan ang isang kapatid na nangangailangan ng financial at may ability ka naman na magpahiram or maganda, do we neglect that opportunity to help a brother or a sister? Are we lovers of money? Tayo po ba ay mayabang? Na sometimes, dahil sa alam natin sa scripture, ay minamaliit na natin ang ating kapwa Kristiyano. Now, we put them down because kung ito lang ang nalalaman nila sa scripture na sila pa lang ay papausbong pa lang sa kanilang Christian life. Do we put them down? Instead na inaalalayan natin sila sa kanilang paglago, sa pagkakaunawa nila sa Panginoong Jesus, do we neglect that opportunity to guide them and to help them walk as Jesus walked? Tayo po ba ay hindi mapagpasalamat? No, because of our lack of love sa kapwa natin, sa kapatid natin, are we unthankful for them? No, maybe kung nandito ka ngayon and you are now a follower of Christ, maybe ginamit ng Panginoon ng kapatid na to na makakilala ka. Are we thanking them, remembering them in our prayers? Or are you brutal? Are you brutal with your words sa kapwa natin? Are you brutal na kapag ikaw ay nagsalita ay walang mararamdamang pagmamahal sa iyong mga sinasabi? Mga kapatid na may asawa, how are you, how do you speak to your spouse this week? May mababanaak pa ba ng Christ-likeness sa iyong pananalita towards your spouse? Are you brutal with your words? Na hindi ka na maingat sa iyong pagsasalita, na when you talk, masasaktan ng mga kapatid. Are you traitors ng mga kapatid? Traitors in a way na pinagkatiwalaan ka ng kapatid na nag-share sa iyo ng mga struggles niya sa kanyang past life or mga pinagdadaanan ngayon, and yet nagawa mong ipagkalat sa ibang tao? Are you a traitor of trust sa kapwa natin? Are we unforgiving? Ayan, ito siguro yung medyo mabigat sa atin na masyado natin pinapatagal ang mga issues na dapat sana na-settle na ng isang araw. We tend to hold them together na parang pinapatamis natin ang pinapahinog natin ito para ma-escalate to another level. Are we unforgiving of our brothers and sisters? Madali ka bang magpatawad? Are you that person to hold grudge na isang buwan mo nang kinikimkim ito? Are you that person? Friends, kung tayo yun, we need to repent of our sins. Dahil hindi natin ito, hindi natin in-exhibit ang pagmamahal ng Panginoong Jesus. Or because of our lack of love, hindi kaya dahil sa kawalan natin ng pagmamahal sa kapatiran natin sa Panginoon, we are also unable to love others, especially those who have no relationship with Christ yet. Now, because of our lack of love sa ating kapatiran, now we are unable now to love others outside the church. Kasi if we don't love each other, how can we love others sa labas ng church? Kung sa loob pa lang ng church ay meron ng hidwaan sa atin. How are we reaching out sa mga kamag-anak natin na hindi pa nakakilala sa Panginoon? Sa mga tao na nakakasalamuha natin araw-araw. Friends, ngayong Kapaskuhan, sino-sino sa mga kamag-anak mo o kapamilya mo ang matagal mo nang iniiwasan? Na sa tuwing reunion na lang ay ayaw mong mag-attend kasi nandun sila. Or sa mga kaibigan mo na matagal mo nang hindi pinapansin, who needs to hear the gospel message, but because sa tingin mo ay hindi ka nila papansinin or papaniwalaan, ay pinagbabawalang bahala mo na lang. Or mga katrabaho mo na wala pang tamang relationship sa Panginoon, na matagal mo nang iniiwasan, how are you reaching out? In this verse, we see that the author is describing those people who claim to love God, but their failure to love their fellow Christian means that their knowledge of God is false. Sabi po ng passage, for he who does not love his brother or sister who he has seen cannot love God who he has not seen. The closest that you express, can you express your love to God, is through your brothers and sisters sa loob ng church. Why? Because when you live out the gospel, you are attracting other people to love others as well. Mga kapatid, make your stay dito sa Dubai be a meaningful one. Hindi natin alam kung kailan tayo aalisin ng Panginoon dito. If you are a Christian and not yet a part of a church, please join a church. Please join a church body who will help you with your sin struggle and expose your sin. The Lord is very gracious sa akin in teaching me to love the brothers and to love His people, lalo na dito sa Crossroad Church. This passage exposed my heart on how I treated yung mga kapatid before, on how many times na I turned down mga opportunities sana for discipleship relationship. How I turned down sa mga meaningful conversation sana to lead into gospel conversation. I was not a good in managing my time well. So I too need to repent of this and to grow in this area aside from other things. So kung yun po ang itsura ng isang walang pag-ibig sa Diyos, ano naman po ang itsura ng may pag-ibig sa Diyos? Ito po ang ating point number 3 and last. What loving God is. Verse 21. And this commandment we have from Him, whoever loved God must also love his brother. Romans 10 says, for Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. Because si Jesus lamang ang nakapag-fulfill ng law ng Panginoon Diyos, hindi nakakapagtaka na si John described a life in Jesus characterized by the summary of this law. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind. And you shall love your brother as yourself. Those who really are the children of God by faith in Jesus Christ will display a love for fellow believer in Christ and a love for God that is manifested by obeying His commands. As Christians, there should be an obvious resemblance kay Jesus Christ because He is the firstborn o panganay among many brothers and sisters. Sabi po sa Romans 8:29, for those whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son in order that He might be the firstborn among brothers. Sabi po ni Michael Williams, ang author ng book of How to Read the Bible Through Jesus' Lens, sabi po niya, Jesus is a perfect human who all believers are being divinely conformed. or patuloy na pinapabago. Jesus is the focus of every believer's transformation by the power of the Holy Spirit. Sabi po ng John chapter 4, verse 16, God is love. And He has demonstrated that love by sending His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. So Jesus is the physical, human expression of God's love. Those who have the Spirit of Christ within them will begin to express that love for God and fellow believers as well. So mga kapatid, how are we expressing our love sa mga kapatiran? How are we expressing our love sa mga kapatiran? Well, marahil, maybe sa iyong munting pag-volunteer sa pag-setup ng lugar na ito, sa pag-setup and tear down, no, napapabilis. At naiibsyan ang tension sa pag-setup at nakakapagsimula kaagad ang music team para kumanta for the opening service. Praise God for that. Praise God sa iyong initiative na maglingkod para sa mga kapatiran. And also maybe sa iyong paglilingkod sa sound system before and during the service to ensure na maayos ang service natin. Purihin Panginoon sa buhay mo. Or maybe when you went out of your way to practice every Thursday night sa pagkanta for the following Friday service. Yung pag-volunteer mo sa pag-welcome sa mga bisita natin every Friday. Sa pag-volunteer mo sa childcare. Sa pag-visit mo sa mga may karamdaman. Sa pag-participate mo sa pagbibigay ng meal train. Or maybe sa pagdi-disciple mo ng mga younger Christians and other Christians as well. Your willingness to lead a Bible study. Your willingness na makiramay sa mga kapatid who are going through difficult times ngayon. Purihin ang Panginoon sa buhay niyo. That you are expressing your love sa mga kapatiran. As Christians, we should exhibit the kind of love that Jesus has for us. He loved us sacrificially. Si Jesus lamang ang tapat na umibig sa Diyos. He loved God the Father, and out of His love for His Father, He went willingly with the salvation plan ng Panginoong Diyos. He had lived a perfect life na dapat sana tayo ang namumuhay nun, nang walang bahid na kasalanan. Every second ng kanyang buhay, He loved the Lord His God with all His heart, with all His soul, and with all His strength, and with all His mind. And He loved us and gave His life for us so that we might live through Him. Friends, kung ikaw ay narito ngayon at wala pang relationship, loving relationship sa Panginoong Diyos, ano ang pumipigil sa iyo ngayon? Because you cannot love God without a proper relationship through Him, through Jesus Christ. Ang panawagan ng Scripture is to repent of our sins and trust kay Jesus Christ who gave Himself up sacrificially para sa kapatawaran ng ating mga kasalanan. Ang isa sa mga theme ng epistle ng 1 John ay everyone who believes in Jesus are called to be like Jesus. So how should we think, feel, and act differently about God, about ourselves, and about others? Because of what we have heard and what we have read ngayong hapon. Well, God is the one who really loves us, and He loved us first before we even have the capacity to love Him. The evidence that we really have God's love in us is that we if we love our brothers and sisters in Christ. God is the source of our love for others and our love for Him. Let us not think that we could neglect our brothers and sisters in Christ just because God loved us first. To think also that yung command na yon ay nanggaling mismo sa Diyos Ama. Let's also think that God did not wait for us to come to Him because in our nature we cannot and will not come to God. Ganun din po, we should feel humbled because we do not deserve to be loved by God. We should feel assured because God is the source of our love for Him and for others. We should feel confident about God for what He has done in the person of Jesus Christ, that He loved us first, that He had reached out and sought us out by His love in Christ. We should feel confident of the gospel that Jesus died on our behalf so that we would experience a relationship with God like no other. A relationship that will motivate us to love others. We should therefore love our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ faithfully, and we must love our brothers and sisters in Christ sacrificially. For the love of Jesus compels us to love God and to love others. Tayo po'y manalangin. God our Father, You are good and gracious, that even before we love, You have loved us first in Christ. Lord, convict us of our sins today at kabagan Niyo po kami. Help us as a community display ang inyong pag-ibig sa amin sa pamamagitan ng pag-ibig namin sa bawat isa. Lord, help us through this week. In Jesus' name, Amen.